Blog Talk Radio. through something right now. Sometimes you can have the wrong folk around you. But there's just times you just need to get everybody away from you. Sometimes friends won't do what needs to be done. And sometimes you just need to steal away into your secret closet. And as you steal away into your secret closet, then something is going to begin to happen. Just you and him now, just you and him, and just you and him, and it's you and him, and you can just tell him, Lord, I just need you to stay close to me. I need you to stay close to me. I'm just grateful, Pastor Marvin Winans is here. He's here now. I just know he knows about staying close. I know he knows.
Hallelujah. Lord, I give you glory. Amen. Praise God for such a wonderful opportunity to be in the homes, amen, or wherever they might be, amen, of mankind to know and hear the word of God. Amen. For the God that we serve stands for sure that, amen, holiness without, no man shall see him. Amen. Praise God. And all we need to do is stay close to him as he stays close to us. For he said in his word, he would never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Father God, we just want to thank you for the word today. I'm praying that somebody be delivered. I'm praying that somebody get an eye-opener from this word today. Amen. So that they can understand what's going on in their lives. Amen. So that they can understand, amen, what is needed, amen, in order for them to continue on. Father God, I want to thank you today, amen, for your grace and mercy, for you have brought me from a mighty long way. I don't know where I would be without you. Amen, praise God, being sick, being attacked by the enemy, going through many things. Amen, praise God, but you brought me out because I believe in you. I trust in you. I put my whole life in your hand. Hallelujah, praise be the name of God. I worship you, hallelujah, because there's none like you. And I ask you to add a blessing to the word today. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to speak to you today about the carnal mind and the spirit mind. Amen. These are two different identities. What is the carnal? The word carnal simply means flesh. Adam was spiritually housed in the flesh. Amen. Praise God. Which was carnal. Amen. The flesh, the red dirt, Adam came from the earth, the red dirt. They call him red, praise God, when he was created. And everything that came from the earth, amen, praise God, eventually, praise God, because of what Satan did to Adam and Eve, and I'm speaking about the human aspect, amen, it was literally made, praise God, to be seen of carnality. The flesh literally means evil. Praise God. When Adam, amen, and Eve, amen, did what they did, one of the things that Satan had told Eve, he said that she would know God. She could literally be like a god, know gods, and could be like a god to know the good and the evil. Well, the flesh, amen, was evil, and Satan was evil. Praise God. And the flesh proved the itself as being carnal, amen, by the acts that it does even up today. Adam lost his spiritual image. Amen. And now all of us that are born, amen, in the world today have the image and likeness of Adam. At first he supposed to have had the image, and he did have the image and likeness of God. He was a spirit being housed in the flesh. Carnal mind, the things of this world, praise God, that literally means the things of this world. The flesh don't know anything. It cannot relate to anything but the things of this world. The spirit, amen, praise God, is different from the flesh, amen. The carnal mind, the flesh man, it cares for the life, amen, of this world, the fruits of unrighteousness. Paul literally used the word carnal to describe them. This is translated from the Greek word sarkos, which comes from the Greek word sark. Sarkos is an adjective used here to describe someone who is controlled by the animal appetite within their human nature. Our nature, amen, praise God, is literally described as the things that we would do and act just like animals. They have no respect for one another. They have no control over what they do because their appetites, the way they were created, was created in that essence. An animal would go out and attack another animal and kill it, vicious, without any feelings, because that's its nature. And we as humans will do the same thing. We'll kill somebody. An animal will go out and kill up another animal just to have sex with it. And we'll do the same thing, but we might not go as far as killing somebody, and sometimes we do, just to please that appetite that's on the inside of us. It's a vulgar, nasty, sinful nature that we have. Amen. Our carnal mind, amen, carries it out. Praise God. And so because of this carnality and the appetite of the human nature, we'll do anything we can to please the nature that's on the inside of the natural side, the fleshly side. Being carnal minded, we don't have the desires and the will to be literally controlled by the Holy Spirit, amen, which has the spiritual mind of us, amen. Thank you, Jesus. So the Holy Spirit, when we are born again, we are born again of the Spirit and not of the flesh. We're not born of the carnality. The carnality died with Adam, amen, praise God, the old man. Amen, praise God. So we know that, amen, if we have the spirit mind, we are controlled by the Holy Spirit, amen, of God. And sarx is a noun that denotes mere human nature. It is the earthly nature of man that is prone to sin apart from divine influences, and it opposes, amen, praise God, the will of God. Paul acknowledged all those things, amen, when he began to say, amen, praise God. He had struggles, amen, between, amen, being born again, a spirit being, and the carnal mind that was on the inside of him. He said when he tried to do good, evil was always there, amen, and the good that he would want to do, the evil, the carnal, the flesh side was always opposing him as to being obedient to the spirit, amen, mind. There are two minds that want to operate in us, the carnal minded and the spiritual minded. Romans 8:6-8. Amen. Praise God. We start at the fifth verse. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Romans 6. Amen. For the carnal minded is death, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. Because the carnal minded is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. We got a battle, amen. And this battle is so intense, amen, and it's worn on the inside of our flesh, praise God. It's worn on the inside of us, trying to keep us from being the spirit being that God has called us to be. So we as the body of Christ need to understand that we need to release, we need to fight this carnal mind, this flesh, all the way to the finish line, because the carnal mind is gonna either take and rule over us if we don't allow the spirit mind to raise up in our lives. The thoughts, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, all kind of evil thoughts. Not believing God, amen, and that's one of the worst things you could do is not believe God, amen, because he is a spiritual being. Israel had that problem, and they suffered much because of unbelief. They died in the wilderness because of unbelief. You got to grab it and begin to let it resonate in your mind, in your new man, that, amen, praise God, because you are a spirit being, you will not allow your mind, the natural mind, the carnal mind, the flesh mind, to dominate you anymore. When God has said that he will do what he says he's going to do, you got to believe him, saints, because you're a spirit being. And if you're born again of the spirit, the Bible says they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But they that are born again and born of the spirit, they become the sons of God. And that's the sons and daughters of God. So this carnal mind, amen, got to literally be fought to the finish in order for you to literally succeed. And I've said it over again, T.D. Jakes said, if you can beat it in the mind, you can beat it. That means your spirit man got to have so much, amen, of God, and it takes a process to be developed in you until now. You know, no longer look at the things that are in the world. The worldly system, how it's set up. You don't longer depend upon the worldly system, but you depend upon the spirit of the living God, who will tell you that if you need, amen, praise God, a supernatural blessing, amen, like he told one of the disciples. He said, now go to the water and get that fish, catch that fish. I'm paraphrasing it. And then open up the fish mouth and there's a coin there. You got to walk in the supernatural so much until you believe that God, amen, praise God, is able to do it. And in order to do that, you cannot let the carnal mind dictate your life. Amen, because if you do, you won't succeed. And the carnal mind will always keep faith dead. It will not allow faith to work because, amen, the carnal mind will look at, amen, I'm going to say, like you purchase a car and there's a problem with the car, amen, so you go in and you begin to try to work it out in a carnality way, amen, praise God, and you can't figure it out carnally so, but the spirit mind will kick in and begin to tell you, yes, it's just nothing but the spark plugs. Don't go purchase a new car. It's nothing but the spark plugs. And when you allow the spiritual mind to tell you what the spirit is saying in order for you to prosper, that's when you succeed. Amen. Praise God. So you're saving a lot of money by not going into the, amen, praise God, carnal way of doing things. Amen. And end up shipwrecking yourself. Amen. Praise God in the midst of it. The carnal mind, praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Was revealed when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. Amen. Praise God. Satan had deceived Eve, and Eve influenced Adam to sin along with her. The carnal mind will always cause you to sin. It will always influence you to go to witchcraft, go to a witch or warlock, go to a fortune teller. Go down the bank to that bank at the end of the corner and rob it because you don't have the finances. Go to that church and tell a lie because you want more. You're greed. You have so much in you. So the carnal mind has so many wicked things in it. And so when you allow it to rule over you, you'll never prosper. I have dealt with situations where, amen, praise God, people have, and I have given a word of prophecy, and as soon as I give the word of prophecy or whatever, amen, praise God, those that are carnal-minded, amen, praise God, will not receive the things of God because it's not spiritually discerned. And so what they begin to do is they begin to say, oh, she just lied, oh, she just didn't do this. Well, you didn't receive it, praise God, because you didn't allow the spiritual mind to take control. The spiritual mind must reign in us because we are spirit men. Amen. And we, as the body of Christ, must allow our spiritual side to be developed. The carnal mind will always rise up in order to overthrow the spiritual mind. We are still attached to the flesh, and the mind of the flesh is carnal. It is of carnality. It still remembers Egypt and the pleasures that was received in Egypt while it was in bondage. It don't care whether it stay in bondage or not. Amen. The carnal mind will always trip you up, amen, and cause you to stay in a bondage state. Amen. Praise God. Even though they suffered, they still retain the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, and they begin to complain and say, we should have stayed in captivity where we could eat the leeks and the garlic. All of that was of the flesh. Amen. Praise God. The spirit man in no time was never supposed to have sex. It was never supposed to be acting like the carnal mind. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 tells you got to clean the flesh as well as the spirit. Amen. Because both of them had become corrupt because of what Satan did to Adam and Eve. In 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man or carnal minded receive not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. When you're born of God, amen, your whole mindset is going to change, praise God. You're going to receive the things of the Spirit. You're going to have spiritual dreams that come from God. When you are having dreams in the spirit realm and you're seeing all kind of wickedness, all kind of stuff presented to you from Satan, clothes and shoes and cars and homes and having sex with a man or a woman or homosexuality, anything, that is of the carnal-minded. And so Satan is feeding the carnal-minded so it can react in the natural And if it react in the natural, that means it's going to go out and do those things. It's going to go out and sin. It's going to go out and kill. It's going to go out and steal and destroy other people's lives because it's of Satan. That's the sinful nature. Praise God. Ain't no good thing in the flesh, the Bible say. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing, for to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. That means that the flesh is going to control you all the way to hell if you don't allow that spiritual mind to be developed and begin to live as a spirit being. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. And behold, all things are become brand new. So when you begin to control the flesh man, the carnal-minded, amen, praise God, then Satan will begin to work on the spiritual mind, amen? And when he began to work on the spiritual mind, he's trying to overthrow the spiritual mind with the carnality, the carnal, amen, way that you used to live, the old man. It's going to always rise up and rebel against God. But every time it rebels against God, like Paul said, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelling no good thing. So Paul said he make his body subject to the spirit of the living God. He literally will make the flesh in captivity so that it don't rule over him. He said, I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Praise God. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. The law of God is on the inside of us, where the belly is. The Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Inside of your belly, amen, praise God, is where all life is. Amen. The flesh, amen, just houses our spirit man. Amen, praise God, our soul. Amen, praise God. And so the inward man is where the Holy Spirit will dwell, where our spirit man dwells. And it would begin to resonate in us. It begin to move in us. It begin to guide and teach us into all truth so that we can understand how to live, amen, as a spirit being. The earthly tabernacle got to go, saints. It can no longer, amen, stay with us, because if it stay with us, then, amen, praise God, we will walk around, amen, praise God, eventually as a living dead. Praise God, because it will always try to fight. It will always try to rule and reign over us, that the spirit man can never have relationship with God. And so what God has done is he literally, after Adam's sin, he brought in Jesus Christ, who is the, amen, the second Adam, amen, who taught us how to walk a supernatural walk, praise God, being a spirit being, so that we would be able to leave this earthly tabernacle, amen, praise God, and go up to heaven, amen, because we are born again, a spirit being. So the spirit mind must rule. And it said, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind. What mind? My spiritual mind. My spiritual mind got to believe that God now walks in me, works in me in the supernatural. Nothing can be done without the supernatural. If I want, for instance, if I want to purchase a brand new car, I first got to perceive it in the supernatural, in my spirit mind, that God is able to do this thing by faith. Faith got to work. And then allow, amen, the supernatural to take control, because I am a supernatural being, amen, with a spirit mind. Amen. So he said, a warrant against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity. We need to come out of captivity. Amen, because captivity literally keeps us in bondage, amen, from believing the spiritual side of us and letting God work us in us in the spiritual side. For he say, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Our members is sin. The flesh is evil. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Romans 7:18-25, he said, now with the mind, I'm serving the law of God, but my flesh is carnal, and it serves the law of sin, and it's going to fight against, amen, my spiritual mind. Amen. So what I'm going to have to do is keep the word before me, keep God, amen, before me, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed. Pray, intercede all the time. Amen. And ask God, amen, to strengthen your spiritual mind. And not allow your spiritual mind to be made subject to the carnal mind. God bless. Have a wonderful day.